on the next Transformed. She was only supposed to stay 1 year at the Mela refugee camp. Some people said she'd only make it for 3 weeks. But now, more than 35 years later, Helen Hall is still sharing God's love to the refugees around her. Plus, a car accident shatters Shana's life plans. Find out how God has restored her life and her faith. That's on the next Transformed. Welcome to Transformed, a program where we share testimonies of God's amazing love and transforming power. Every time I think of Shana's testimony, my heart cries, Hallelujah! She was brought to the very brink of death after a devastating car accident. But God saved her life for a reason. She'll tell you why a little later in the program. A little boy's parents' divorce leaves him bitter toward God, church, even his life. But God uses a visit from an unexpected person to turn his life around. Pastor Chris Holland will share the details coming up. Eden Valley Academy is a school nestled in the Mela refugee camp, scissored between Thailand and Myanmar. Helen has been there for more than 35 years as a missionary to hundreds of children and families. Before Eden Valley even existed, Helen thought she was going to minister in the Americas, but God had other plans. Take a listen as she shares her amazing story.
Well, I had always, since I was little, I'd always wanted to go and be a missionary somewhere. But for single people, you don't get many opportunities. I had been to New Guinea, but that didn't work out very well because of my father, I had to go home. After that, I was always wanting to go back. And after I had a trip to Asia and I saw the need here, I really wanted to come back here. I just feel that the Lord wants me to be here. He's kept me here all this time, and now I don't have family at home. My family's here with these people. And so, you know, they keep saying, go home, go home. I'm really glad I didn't go home last time because I would have been trapped there. Now I'm trapped here, but I don't care. I'm very happy to be here. Well, we've got a boy here. His sister's been with us for about 4 years. They were born in Burma. And their father was an alcoholic and he was quite violent. And so the baby, the boy when he was born, had asthma and he kept having asthmatic tunes. So his father wanted to throw him out and leave him to die. But his mother was upset about this and she took the young girl and this boy and fled to Thailand to the refugee camp. Then they stayed with their auntie and the mother eventually has gone back to Burma. And the auntie sent the eldest girl to be at school with us. But then 2 years ago, the mother, they didn't want to have the boy anymore. The auntie's getting elderly and not very well. So she said, you've got to go back with your mother to Burma. And he said, I'm not, I'm going to school. And so she asked, would we have him? And because he was asthmatic, they were worried. But anyhow, he came into the school. He was about 13, 14 then. And he did work just like everybody else. And since he's been in the school, he hasn't had one asthmatic turn. And he's been working outside on the buildings and in the gardens and everything. And he plans to be baptized when he can. Now, his sister also is interested, but she's frightened because her father is so violent. And she's afraid that if he finds out, he'll come back to the camp and try and make trouble for her. But the boy said he doesn't care whether his father comes back or not. He's definitely going to be baptized. We have another boy there. He's a young one. He's only just come a few months ago because his mother is an Adventist, but his father also is alcoholic. And every time they get any food from the camp, the father sells it to make money for his habit, And so the family are left starving. So the mother said, if you can take the boy, he's nine, then I will only have to look after myself if you can feed him. So he's in the camp now too. But there are quite a number of others who are in a similar situation. There's so many people who are alcoholics and who are on drugs in the camp. And so we're just trying to help all the ones that we can. There are some who want to come into the dormitory, but they can't because they've got younger siblings and their mother relies on them to help look after the siblings so she can work, because they've got to try and find some way of working. Means making things and selling them. They make food and sell it and give them a bit of money to buy a bit of extra food, because the rations are not really adequate to keep them going. With the dormitory also, the rations are not enough, but we're managing. God is sending for us just what we need. We don't ever know who's going to send money to us or where it's coming from, but it just comes. So we praise God that he's with us even now.
And you know, it's amazing, right? Just hearing those stories of lives that are being changed, transformed. And Hope Sabbath School and other Hope Channel programs are not only encouraging you, but they're encouraging some of the team members. It's kind of amazing to us to realize how far-reaching that interactive Bible study is.
We used to use a lot of your songs, but we're not allowed to sing this year. Like, you're not allowed to sing, so in school we can't sing because of social distancing and everything.
So that's beautiful. They're transformed at Eden Valley Academy. They go on to our Adventist University, and then some of them are coming back to be part of the miracle that God's working there in the Mela refugee camp. We are going to be praying for you, Helen, for the team at Eden Valley Academy. Let me just pray a blessing for you right now.
Thank you.
Our Father in heaven, thank you so much that you not only transformed Helen's life, but you're using her as an agent of transformation by your Holy Spirit. Bless the team at Eden Valley Academy there in the Malau refugee camp. Continue to work in miraculous ways and give them the wisdom that they seek from you. Guide them each step of their journey. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We are all called by Jesus to a life of service. Some of us to countries far away from home, like Helen Hall. For others, we assist in local communities and neighborhoods. All of us minister in our homes to our own families and those who visit us. For our team here at Hope Channel, this is our ministry. We develop Bible-based programming to bring you, your neighbors and friends, closer to Jesus. We pray that your life will be transformed. Thank you for your letters and testimonies of how God is leading in your life. Our Hope Channel team is so encouraged to hear from you. Here are just a few we'd like to share with you today. Mary writes from New Mexico in the United States and says, I really appreciate your programs, especially during this pandemic. I started watching Hope Channel years ago. I really appreciate your programs and the various viewpoints. I also enjoy a program called Table Talk, where pastors share their different ideas. Keep going. No matter what the format, it's so much needed at this time, writes Mary. Thank you so much. May the peace of Christ be with you. Well, Mary, thanks for writing to us from New Mexico. Here's someone appreciating our prayer circle at Hope Channel. Thank you so much for Hope Channel's prayer circle. I ask the Lord to give us enough courage to endure and trust more in God's power to deliver us from Satan's snares. God bless you. Well, that was an anonymous email, but God bless you too. Here's a note from Nikaya appreciating our Let's Pray Live program. Nikaya says, so good to be among this community of believers. Our God is awesome. And I would have to agree, Nikaya, our God is awesome. And we would like to hear how he's been working in transforming ways in your lives. So why don't you take a moment to share your testimony with us? Just go to hopetv.org/transformed, or maybe just share an email of someone you'd like us to pray for. We want to be part of a family together, experiencing the transformation of God. If you've been blessed by these testimonies, I encourage you to financially support Hope Channel. Your giving sustains us and helps us to bring transformation just like the ones we've heard. We know it's all God's work, but He uses people. Your donation can also be a gift of thanks to God for His blessings on your life. Just go to hopetv.org/transform to become a sustaining partner with us. That's hopetv.org/transformed. And now, Pastor Chris Holland tells his own life story of transformation, how he was lost, but then was found by God's grace.
The year was 1989. It was supposed to be a great day. My dad was taking me to the NFC Championship game, the Chicago Bears versus the San Francisco 49ers. It was to be an epic battle. It was a very cold day, and the game was terrible to watch as we saw our vaunted Bears lose in crushing fashion. Little did I know that day, this was only a minor disappointment compared to the rest of the day. After the game, my dad took me out for supper, where he informed me that after 14 years of marriage, he and my mom were going to get divorced. You know, I knew my parents had problems, but not to that extent. We were what I thought a good family. I grew up in a Catholic home, and we went to church each week. I attended catechism class. My parents taught the youth, and on a number of occasions, the local priest even came to our home for a meal and board games. I had the Mass memorized by the age of 5 and thought that maybe someday I would be a priest. But now, with this news of my parents' divorce, everything changed. I became very angry and very bitter with much of life. I stopped attending church with my mom and really wanted nothing to do with it. Church didn't make sense. God didn't make sense. And life didn't make sense. I lived for friends, the football field, the wrestling mat, and the baseball diamond. At the age of 15, my life began to spin out of control in many areas that were leading me on the road to destruction. I tried to make sense of spiritual things and attended a variety of churches and spiritual events in my late teen years, but nothing really made sense. However, all of that confusion would begin to be sorted out in 1994 when I met someone while working at a gas station in South Bend, Indiana. This person had grown up in the Adventist church, but was also struggling spiritually. But in 1995, we attended an event at Pioneer Memorial Church on the campus of Andrews University, where they had downlinked the Net 95 series of meetings with Pastor Mark Finley. Now, in those early days, it was broadcast by ACN, the precursor to the Hope Channel. Through many twists and turns, God intervened in my life. He got a hold of me, and in September of 1995, I gave my heart fully to Jesus and was baptized. And then in March of 1996, I married that someone I met at the gas station, and soon after, I began to sense a calling to full-time ministry. Transformed. I once was lost, but now I was found. God's grace alone saved me. God's transforming grace changed me from an angry football player to a joyful pastor. And just as His transforming grace transformed me, His transforming grace can change you and save you. Won't you give your heart to Him today and be transformed by His grace? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may each of us experience the transforming grace of Christ. And wherever we are at in our walk in life, May your son Jesus change the trajectory of destruction into eternal life. May we each be transformed. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm alone, dear Lord, all alone in my heart. No one here but me, with my hands stretched out to thee. Please forgive my past. Give me faith that will last. I stumble and I fall. One more time, hear my call. Hear my call. Make me whole again. Take control again. It's your way, with child return, with lessons learned. Touch my soul again. Welcome me home again. Finally back where I belong. Make me whole again. To go my own way. I'm not good when we're apart. Just makes pieces of my heart. All the places I've been lead me back to you again and again. You've seen me through it all. One more time, hear my call. Make me whole. It's your way, which I'll return with lessons learned, oh, lessons learned. Touch my soul again. Welcome me home again. I'm finally back where I belong. Make me whole again.
Shana is a remarkably gifted young woman. She's getting ready to be married, getting ready to apply to medical school, and then all of a sudden something happens that turns her world upside down.
I woke up and I realized my arm was hurting and I was inside of a hospital. And there was a very big needle in there and I kept trying to take it. There were nurses and hospital attendants around me trying to prevent me from ripping the needle out of my arm. And I came to find out that I was in a severe car accident. And as a result, I suffered a traumatic brain injury. And some symptoms of the traumatic brain injury included massive migraines, headaches, short-term memory loss that I endured for about a month and a half after the car accident, insomnia, so nights where sleep was very distant from me, and a list of other symptoms that I had to experience after my car accident. But I was surrounded by tremendous family and friends who were here for me, who supported me like no other. It was a point where after the accident, I wasn't able to live on my own anymore. I wasn't able to support myself. I essentially became a baby again in my mother's home. But she gladly opened her home and received me. And it kind of reminded me of how God receives us after we've been through some things. He just opens his arms wide and receives us lovingly and takes care of us with every single thing that we need.
Amen. That's such a beautiful testimony. Here you are, engaged, about to apply for medical school, and your world literally in 1 minute is turned upside down. How did your fiance, Neville, respond to that crisis?
Well, it further solidified that this was the man that God had appointed for my life. And just like how Jesus treats the church, right? How he prays for the church, he intercedes on our behalf in heaven. My fiance interceding on my behalf, helping me where I couldn't. It mirrored that, and it was pretty beautiful and quite reassuring to see that.
So here now you're talking to us. You're still going through some therapy, but you are now married. You still have a mom who loves you and is praying for you. You're experiencing miraculous transformation. What are the most important lessons that you've learned, Shana, through this journey?
Well, this experience alone gave me a new insight to the power of God. The fact that God could literally transform me from what I was to where I am right now. And while I'm not completely back to where I was before, I had a conversation with a pastor and a few church members, and we said that this person that is speaking right now is the Shana 2.0. And so this is the God decided to keep me so that new revelations of his love could be shown through my life. And it won't be the same, simple and mediocre way that I went about life before, but a new passion is ignited in my life to be more earnest and fervent about spreading his love with others, because I've received it. I've experienced it in such a profound and magnificent way. And not only through my conversations with him during the time that I was recovering from the accident, but especially through other Christians. And I think that that's the way that he intends for us to show love to people in the world that need love the most. And it's by being the light. As he shines the light in us, we shine the light to others. And one of the verses that came to mind throughout my recovery was 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9. And it was always, we are troubled on every side, but not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. And so in the same way that verse is described, this is how we should motivate and keep one another prayed up and just, be the strength that each other need.
Shana 2.0, thank you for sharing your testimony. What a beautiful story. God bless you and your husband as you continue your journey with him.
Thank you, Pastor Derek.
Shayna is such a gifted young lady and has a new life ahead of her. It brings to mind the words of Joseph in the Old Testament when he spoke to his brothers who'd sold him into slavery. Genesis 50, verse 20 reads, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Satan meant Shayna's accident as evil against her, but God worked transformation in her mind, body, and soul for her good and for His glory. Thank you for joining me for Transform today. Remember 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, "Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." May God continue to transform your life.